Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a dark side fill flip in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is to turn a normal drum transition into something that feels deep, jungle, and seriously alive. This is an intermediate arrangement trick for drum and bass, and if you get it right, the track feels like it's briefly turning inside out before slamming back into the groove. What we're building is a short fill moment that starts from a solid rolling DNB loop, then mutates into a darker, more submerged phrase. We'll use stock Ableton devices, MIDI editing, a bit of audio reversal, automation, and some smart contrast. The big idea here is not just to add more notes, it's to manage energy. A strong fill flip works because the listener recognizes the original groove, then hears it bent, filtered, reversed, and pushed into a darker space. Let's start by setting the foundation. Open a project at 174 BPM, because that sits right in the classic jungle and modern dark DNB pocket. Build a drum rack with your main kick, main snare, ghost snare, closed hat, open hat, rim or click, and a break slice or percussion hit. Keep the core groove rolling. Put the kick on 1 and a light pickup before 3. Put the snare on 2 and 4, and then add ghost snares around those backbeats so the pattern has movement. Use 16th note hats with velocity variation. And if you want that old-school pressure, tuck a lightly swung break layer underneath. On the drum group, start with some clean processing. An EQ8 to clean up rumble, maybe a high pass around 25 to 30 HZ and a small cut in the 250 to 400 HZ area if things get muddy. Then a drum bus for weight and smack. But don't overdo it. A little drive, a bit of crunch, and keep boom controlled unless your kick is thin. Add saturator with soft clip on for a little grit, and finish with a glue compressor doing only light work, just enough to glue the drum group together. The main point is this: the groove has to feel strong before the fill appears. The better the bass loop is, the harder the fill flip will land. Now move into the arrangement and choose an 8-bar section to work with. The easiest approach is to keep bars 1 through 6 steady, add a small variation in bar 7, and then let bar 8 become the fill zone. That way, the listener gets a subtle hint that something is coming before the full flip happens. Duplicate your drum MIDI clip across the 8 bars, then edit the last bar so it becomes your transition moment. You want the groove to feel interrupted, not erased. That interruption is what creates tension. For the fill itself, think about shaping the density. Start sparse, then get busier, then clear out right before the reset. In the last bar, you might remove one of the usual snare accents or delay it slightly. Add a few rolling ghost snares. Bring in a syncopated rim or tom. Use a reverse texture leading into the accent. Then finish with a hard reset hit that brings the listener back into the drop or next phrase. A simple way to think about the rhythm is this. On beat 1, give yourself a kick and a light hat. Around 1.5 or 1.75, add a ghost snare or a rim. On beat 2, bring in the main snare, but maybe with a lower velocity so it feels slightly weakened or submerged. Around 2.4, throw in a reversed hit or a sliced break fragment. On beat 3, bring the kick back. Then from 3.75 into 4, let the fill intensify with a quick snare roll or a small burst of percussion. End on a snare accent, maybe with a crash or reverse swell. Then cut the energy suddenly so the groove can snap back in. Velocity is a huge part of making this feel musical. If every note hits the same, the fill can sound flat and mechanical. Push the velocities up slightly as the fill develops, then drop hard on the return. That little shape makes the whole thing feel like it's breathing. Also, remember that a fill does not need to be dense to be effective. Sometimes the best move is deleting one extra note or shortening one tail. If the fill still works when you mute one layer, that usually means the arrangement is strong. Now for the fun part, the flip itself. This is where we introduce reversed audio and sliced break textures. One classic move is to consolidate a snare or break hit to audio, duplicate it, reverse the copy, and place it so it leads into the next accent. Ableton makes this easy in clip view, and it instantly gives you that pull in motion before the hit lands. You can do the same with a break slice. Take a tiny 1/8 or 1/16 piece, reverse it, fade it in slightly, and filter it down with auto filter, so it feels buried and eerie rather than shiny. Another great trick is the reverse reverb tail. Put a snare or hit on an audio track, add reverb, bounce the wet sound, reverse that audio, and place it right before the snare hit. That reversed swell is a classic transition sound, and in dark jungle it really works, because it feels like the space is opening up in a murky, claustrophobic way. K Keep the reverb dark. Don't let the high end get too pretty. You want atmosphere, not sparkle. You can also use echo very sparingly on a final snare or rim hit. Keep the feedback low. Darken the filter, and automate the dry slash wet so the throw only happens on that one moment. That's the kind of move that makes a transition feel huge without cluttering the whole mix. Add utility if you need to control width, because not everything in the fill should be super wide. In fact, keeping the core groove tight and centered makes the atmospherics feel bigger when they do open up. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the fill starts to feel like a proper arrangement event instead of just a drum edit. First, if your bass line is constant, tip it a little during the fill. You can automate the volume down by a few dB or mute it for the last half bar. That creates space for the drums and makes the transition feel darker and more intentional. Then automate a filter on the drum bus or drum group. Open the main groove, and during the fill, close the top end a bit so the whole thing feels like it's going through a tunnel. Even a small cutoff move can change the emotional shape of the section. A reverb send rise is another powerful move. Keep it subtle during the groove, then increase the send only on the fill notes. Let the final accent bloom a little more, then pull it back immediately after. That creates depth without washing out the mix. And if you want a really clean moment of drama, automate a short echo throw on the last snare. It's one of those little details that makes people feel the transition before they consciously hear it. Atmosphere is a huge part of the dark jungle vibe, so don't ignore the space around the drums. Add a separate ambience layer with rain, vinyl hiss, distant field recordings, or a low-pass synth pad. Process it with a QA to cut the bottom and tame the top, maybe high-pass below 80 to 150 Hz and low-pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Use auto-filter for gentle movement, and keep reverb tucked back in the mix. During the fill, raise that ambience by just a little, maybe 1 to 3 dB, and let the tail spill into the next bar. That gives the transition a sense of depth, like the track is diving into a darker chamber for a second before coming back. You can also make the fill more interesting by thinking in layers instead of just hits. One layer handles rhythm, another handles texture, and another handles impact. For example, the rhythm might be your ghost snare roll. The texture might be a reversed break slice or filtered noise. The impact could be a pitch down snare or tom on the final accent. If one of those layers disappears and the fill still makes sense, that usually means the balance is good. If the fill feels weak, don't always add more. Sometimes the answer is to strip it back and let the contrast do the work. Speaking of contrast, the return to the groove has to feel decisive. After the fill, snap back with a clean reset hit. That could be a hard snare on beat 4, a kick and snare unison hit, a crash with a sub drop, or even a short stop before the full groove restarts. The main thing is that the listener should feel the release. If the reset is clear, the fill becomes much more powerful. Sometimes even a tiny micro cut, like removing the last 1/16 or 1/32 before the downbeat, can make the next hit feel massive. For extra darkness, try resampling the drum bus and chopping the audio into micro slices. Reverse a few of them, pitch down selected slices by a semitone or two, and blend them back in quietly. That gives you a more organic jungle feel. You can also add subtle bit reduction with redux on a parallel return, especially if you want the fill to have some gritty edge. Keep it light. You're not trying to destroy the drums, just rough them up a little. Another great move is a parallel distortion return. Set up a return track with saturator, overdrive, EQ8, and maybe redux. Then send only the fill snare or break slices into it. That gives the fill a little extra bite without wrecking the main drum sound. You can also automate a bandpass sweep with auto filter on a few fill hits, starting narrow and opening slightly as the fill develops, then closing again before the drop. That kind of motion makes the fill feel alive and slightly unstable, which is exactly the vibe we want. Here's a useful teacher note. Strong fill flips usually come from contrast management, not from packing the bar with notes. Keep at least one element familiar, like the snare roll, so the listener has a reference point. Shape the fill by density. Start sparse, increase activity for a beat or two, then strip it back before the reset. And if it feels weak, the first thing to try is usually removing one more note, not adding one. If you want to level this up even more, try a polyrhythmic fill flip. Instead of straight 16 THS, imply a different grid with three hit snare groups, off-grid rim accents, or toms that sit against the main pulse. That creates a slightly disorienting jungle feel without losing the beat. Or try alternating endings. One fill can resolve with a reverse swell into a full restart, the next can hit a hard stop with a sub hit, and the next can use a quick snare rush. That keeps longer arrangements from feeling looped. You can also make a custom reverse impact. Build a short noise burst with a stock instrument or a sampled hat. Add reverb. Bounce the wet tail, reverse it, and then filter out the top end so it feels buried and eerie. That gives you a signature transition sound instead of a generic reverse cymbal. And if you want even more drama, let the fill answer the bass line. Have the bass drop out while the drums intensify, then bring the bass back with a short pickup note after the fill. That kind of call and response gives the transition a stronger sense of motion.